Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into the show that's on in the afternoon, where we highlight local personalities, community happenings, and all the events you need to know about coming up in and around St. John's County. I am Pete Melfi. He is Davey Hartzell.
Sometimes.
How are you this afternoon?
Sometimes.
He is multiple personalities.
That's my government name. Yeah.
Okay. Hi, everybody. How's it going?
Man, it's been a fun day so far. I can say that much from our end.
Great morning show. Good to talk about the teacher security thing with the pit and the button. That's been a hot topic today.
Yeah. So, I made some wildly inappropriate jokes, and I'm surprised we're still here.
Just press the button.
There you go.
That was easy.
All right, man. We've got a great show here for you today.
Awesome guests.
I'm excited. Yeah, man. Yeah. Brendan and Kelly are here from the Village Garden. They are going to be going before the commission. That's a scary thing to go before the commission.
Really?
Yeah, it's an intimidating thing.
Like going to the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Man, I got to tell you, I went up there. I don't normally speak at these things. Huh? These people are doing such great things, I felt it necessary to speak on their behalf at the last one. I got to tell you, these microphones, being in front of these microphones, way different than being in front of a commission microphone. I was nervous as hell.
Why? What's wrong?
I don't know. It's an intimidating place.
You got it.
Yeah, man. But so we will talk to them about how it's been going. They've been on kind of a conditional basis with their beer and wine license out there at the Village Garden. People have been loving it.
Okay.
So we will talk about where they go from here.
Show them the receipts. Here we go.
There we go. We've also got some horrible horoscopes for you.
Great.
On this Thursday.
You're going to lift us up with the guests.
You bring us right back down. Okay. That's why we have the guests at the end, so they can lift us out of the
perfect
monstrosity that is Josh Groban horoscopes.
Or something.
Perfect. Man. We've also got, of course, the events you need to know about going on in and around town. But first, got to remind you of some of the great folks who help us put on this show each and every day. The first one here being our friends at Beaver Toyota. Beaver Toyota of St. Augustine offers so many solutions for the customer looking for a new or pre-loved vehicle. They have an extensive inventory of used vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, all of it. You can browse their inventory in person or, of course, go to beavertoyota.com. And look through their inventory of vehicles there. They have a staff that is 100% dedicated to customer satisfaction, and they are here to work with you on all of your vehicle needs. They also have solutions for people looking for vehicles under $15,000.
I can't believe their name. That's an unheard of price, right?
It is right now. Yeah. Cool. They are not on the lot quickly, so they're not on the lot for long.
Yeah.
So you got to get down and check those out while they still have them. If you are in the market for a quality pre-owned vehicle. Beaver Toyota, they are here to wow ya. I feel like we're a real show now that we get to use the Beaver Toyota tagline.
The wow ya?
Yeah. So fun.
Hey, speaking of making us official, All-American Air for 42 years.
Best of the best.
They've been serving St. Augustine and our surrounding counties. They specialize in warranty and non-warranty service work on all makes and models of AC units. They do preventative maintenance service agreements, new construction installations, also equipment replacement with their high efficiency Lennox systems. And you couple that with that iComfort Ultra Smart Thermostat, you're keeping cool and you're saving yourself a lot of money. Get with our friends at All American Air today. They will take exceptional care of your home unit. 904-461-0070. 904-461-0070. All right, Davey, where are we starting today, man?
All right, in honor of back to school, a lot of pictures floating around out there, a lot of like new, you know, like the first day of school. We found awkward family photos shared by some great people in the 904. So here we go. My all-time favorite picture of my sister was when she was 6, tired as heck, and tried sparkling grape juice. She was not a fan.
Oh, yeah, poor that child.
Face, yeah.
No,
that's right? Like my spam face, yeah.
Yes.
Next up, when it's your first day of kindergarten and your first day of head of the PTA.
Work, honey.
Wow.
Yes. Man. That's an old soul right there.
That's Brenda Blevins right there. Don't mess with her. Next up, if your mom wasn't making herself into a ramp for your new BMX, did she even love you in 1980?
Wow, that's extreme.
That's extreme.
That's a lot, but that's a mom. Little kid.
Right or die.
Little kid. She can handle that.
Yeah, maybe give him a sandwich.
All right, next up is, this pretty much sums up my childhood. This is my family, too. Like, he's got an itchy eye.
That guy's got an itchy eye. That's what it is. Sure, yeah.
All right, next up, my husband, as an infant, I prayed our children would not inherit his large cranium. Oh, poor buddy.
And that mad expression. He just doesn't want to be there.
Yeah. Next up, I got a life-size Barbie when I was 7, and my brother had other ideas.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Going to prom. Next up, look at his parents' wedding day in 1980s.
Wow. That's
tricky.
That is tricky.
They didn't have digital stuff.
No,
so.
They didn't, man. That's one, good. One they heck pulled of a, that off.
One heck of a photographer, right?
Weird, though. I mean, is that picture going to hang in your house? It's just kind of weird.
All right, I put this one in here for you. Okay, so my aunt and uncle were crowned as the golden couple in town, and their local fair being the largest or the longest married couple in the county at 72 years. But the local paper didn't do a fantastic job of arrangement for their honor.
Oh, no. That headline next to them, couple right. accused of growing marijuana.
Yeah, right.
Maybe we would have. For that.
Yeah, the placement there.
A little old for that one.
Next up, my poor daughter never heard the end of this from her siblings after her heartbreaker t-shirt turned into fartbreaker for school pictures.
No, that poor kid. Dang. Oh, she never heard the end of it.
Next up, our daughter could not cooperate for her photos. She was doing everything but smiling. Here she is getting ready to be Hulk it out.
Okay, well, there you go.
Happy birthday to Hulk Hogan.
Oh, man.
And our last one today, my grandparents' Christmas card in 1951, and my favorite annual reminder, the font choice matters.
Yeah.
The luck of the Irish there.
Doesn't look like it says luck.
Well.
Does not look like it says yeah. luck.
Yep. Graphic designs Ooh. There, yeah.
All right, those were good.
Yeah, it was fun.
Those were good. You know what's not good?
Uh-oh.
Horoscopes for a Thursday. I mean, I like them.
Yeah, you like to torture everybody.
Yes, I do.
We only get to torture you on Fridays.
Yeah, yep. And but hey, that's tomorrow. Let's see. We've got horoscopes. I'm Perfect. Just making sure I've got the right ones. I do. All right, okay, that's good enough. We've got Libra and Aquarius today. Blake, could we get some horoscope music, please, sir?
That is so nice.
Beautiful.
It's so peaceful.
Wonderful.
The ocean.
Very nice. All right, here we go. Libra. You won't have enough to cover your tab. Wear running shoes. That's what you might need if you're going to skip out on your tab, I guess.
Yeah, careful.
You win some, you lose some. Your next career, train conductor.
Oh.
People still do that? You have a great singing voice. Stop hoarding it.
Oh.
There's
Sing
some
out,
encouragement.
Louise. Sing out.
There's Good. Some encouragement for
I like
you.
That. Good.
Let's see. Aquarius. Here we go. Think twice. You hang posters of famous disasters on your walls. Why?
Well, it could be inspiring not to do it that way or something.
It's not a tumor.
Yeah. See,
I had
yeah.
to read it that way. It says that. The stars say that.
Oh, it does say
Yeah.
that.
Stop being late all the time.
Mm.
You have a shot at an exciting new opportunity, and for once, it doesn't include selling wrapping paper door to door.
Oh.
For once.
Very nice. For once.
For once.
So that means, Caleb, the Bible salesman, if you're out there, Aquarius... Change it up a little bit.
There
we
you
gotcha.
Go.
Yeah.
There you go. Those are your horoscopes for a Thursday.
Fantastic.
Let's bring the vibe up after that. And we do that with our friends at Vibe Nutrition. Get yourself a great lit tea. I'm a huge fan, of course. I'm there every single day and now Saturdays as well.
Yeah.
I can't get enough, man. The energy is amazing. The clarity is real. The focus is focused in.
Oh, very nice. Mr. Miyagi focus, like when you get the fly into the chopstick.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. I can do that all day long. Fly, chopstick, no problem with these things.
Hot.
They have also got the protein shakes, those donuts. All that stuff is good for you, too. They're on the corner of Lewis Speedway and Varela Avenue. We are huge fans. They're back to their normal hours now, 7 to 5.
Oh, good.
I'm very excited about that. Yeah.
And First Responder Friday tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yep.
Yep. Very cool.
Uniform, badge, do something. Yep.
That's it. Make yourself feel special. It is Vibe Nutrition.
Talking
right on the corner of Lewis Speedway and Verlin Avenue. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. Making yourself feel special every guest, every time at Panache. Since 1987, Panache opened its doors to be a cut above the rest. Their mission at Panache is to care for their team, guests, community from scalp to soul and bring the joy to the world one service at a time. Their carefully chosen and highly trained staff is there to exceed your expectations. The same goes for their elegant salon space dedicated to guest comfort and devotion to innovation and artistry. They share Aveda's exceptional standards of quality products, treatments, and guest care. Everything they do reflects the standards of Aveda Salon. Go to getpanache.com and get with it, boo.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you what, right down the road from Panache.
Yeah.
About a mile down the road out there on the island. If you are around that McDonald's area,
kind of
right there on the island, I guess that's my biggest landmark other than the Village Garden itself.
Right by Safe.
Yeah. You will find our friends at the Village Garden. It is a food truck park. It is the first of its kind here in St. Johns County. Brendan and Kelly have been doing this for a few years now. Groundbreaking when they opened it up, really, here in St. Johns County. Just an awesome idea. People love it. And since the beginning, they've been working to get beer and wine out there, serve beer and wine to their customers out there. And about 6 months ago, there was a big county commission meeting to kind of see how possible this would be for these guys.
Okay.
And what happened was at the county commission meeting, they granted them kind of a conditional beer and wine license.
Sort of like a probationary period.
Sure.
Got it.
Where you guys can have beer and wine. Let's see how this trial period goes, right?
Sounds promising.
Sounds like it's been going great for customers and for their business as well. So right now we're going to welcome in Brendan and Kelly Schneck. Good afternoon, guys. How y'all doing?
Hi. Yay. Thanks for having us again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank y'all for coming in. We really appreciate it. So talk to me about how it's been going out there for you guys over the last six months. You guys got kind of that conditional approval. And then how soon after that were you implementing beer and wine? And how has that been going?
Well, the process, believe it or not, didn't stop there. So we had to go to another meeting for MADRB to get approval for the fence.
That was part
of the conditional approval.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And then, so that was 2 months in order to sit in front of a board for that.
Yeah.
And then another month to get in front of the Division of Regulation for Alcohol. So they in Jacksonville actually just let go their only employee. For Jacksonville, so I had to go through Tallahassee for that.
Oh my goodness. Oh no.
Jeez.
Like everything else.
Yeah.
But since we've had it, it's been great. We've had no issues. The customers are really happy with it. And, you know, it's been really great for our business too. You know, the dinners have been picking up because we can compete now with the restaurants.
Yeah.
Offering beer and wine.
Yeah.
You know, it's just nice to have that option.
Yeah.
Kelly, how inspiring was it with the community rallying around it and making everybody feel like, yeah, we need to have this because it's really an awesome feature.
That was, I will be grateful the rest of my life for all of the people that sacrificed their time to come to that meeting. The overflow of the community just standing behind us was so moving, and I'm so grateful. And I really think that that was a huge reason why we won 4-1.
Fabulous.
Was the community for sure.
Talk to me about the vibe you guys are trying to create out there at the Village Garden. It seems like a real family-friendly place. I see kids running around. There's games all the time out there. What are you guys shooting for out there?
I mean, that's exactly it. We really wanted to design a beautiful outdoor community garden and space. Big Island Bowl started from us living in Hawaii after we graduated Flagler and doing a wilderness therapy program for troubled teens. So we're really passionate about having a community shared space where people can come together, talk story, have a fresh meal. We also are huge dog lovers. We love being next to Safe. We have three dogs.
Yeah.
That's dangerous being next to Safe. How many more dogs do you guys plan on bringing in?
Several people have told me that, like, from parking next door to Safe, which was part of the conditions, that they've adopted two dogs.
I like that. See?
Wow.
So
see?
A win for everyone.
Yeah. Love that dogs are helping. Yeah.
Well, it is such a fun place. And now with the, what have you heard from your customers? What's been the feedback since you guys introduced the beer and wine here? Have you talked to your customers about it? I assume you have.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, we have just a few options out there now, you know, but they really enjoy just having the option to have a beer and wine with dinner.
Yeah.
You know, like, we haven't had any incidents of people, you know, getting drunk or anything like that. It's more
it's
of just
that vibe. No, it's not that space. It's a garden. It's a bar.
It's not a bar. It's not a bar where people are coming to.
And we close
for the sole purpose of drinking.
So, yeah.
Oh, you're closing at 8 p.m. So there's not that, you know, the
close to midnight. Nothing good happens after midnight. You know what I mean? Yeah, I get it.
Wasn't that used to be a bar? That space, like, way before.
Yeah. It was. Almost beachside.
Oh, okay. So beer and wine, not uncommon for this location at all.
No.
So So I know that some of the neighbors were concerned about safety hazards, maybe unsafe circumstances arising. Have you seen any of that at all? I haven't heard anything like that.
No accidents. No incident reports. I mean, there's really nothing to report.
Yeah. That's good news.
It's been going incredibly smoothly, just as we knew that it would. Yeah. And I think one of the concerns was how would it impact the neighborhood? And the answer is, not at all.
Okay.
You know, it has not impacted the neighbors. And if anything, actually, like, I am a fan of the fence that we had to put in. I think it looks really nice. And then also the additional signs just directing overflow traffic to safe has been hugely helpful and effective. I mean,
all the commission suggestions really, that we had to put in actually did help our business.
So. Okay, that's cool. Great.
Yeah. What has the sale of beer and wine done to business? Like, has that helped a lot? Is it a significant increase? Is it something that really is like the next level for a food truck part?
Yeah, so we showed an increase of 20% for dinner.
Nice.
That's
which is
awesome.
Huge for us. Yeah.
That is
awesome.
Huge. That's a whole nother level. That's great.
Yeah, man. And it's just you guys. It's a couple building a really cool business out here on the island. Oh, and it's just an awesome success story. And it is great to see that roadblocks are just dropping out of the way for you guys. I really like that, and I'm hoping that continues.
Sometimes,
Look, man, nothing's easy.
Go through the dark to appreciate the light at the end of the tunnel. Absolutely, but you guys have been tried and true and done it all correct with grit and grace and determination. And I think that's what makes success in St. John's County. That's amazing. What is the inspiration? What's the driving force? Like, what is it? Name it and claim it moment in front of you guys.
I think now we're both like feral. We can't work for anybody
else. I love it. Me too. Go for it.
I just think, you know, we are passionate about what we do, and it all kind of stemmed from, you know, our experience in Hawaii. So, I mean, it's amazing to see where we came from. Our very first truck was at Mojo's Tacos. Shout out to Mojo's Tacos.
Yeah.
And the reason we had to build the park was because all of the doors were slammed in our face. It wasn't like it is now. Food trucks were not allowed.
Yeah,
like,
right?
It was Nolos.
You guys were pioneers in this space.
The only code was for hot dog carts from the 1940s.
Wow.
So we had nowhere to go. So we just built a space where we could go.
Yeah.
So that's really how it started.
And inspiring for, you know, local entrepreneurs, too, that ever wanted to do a food truck and saw how you guys built this and essentially shattered a glass ceiling. That's amazing. And now it's your floor. Yeah. How exciting.
I think it's great to see all these food trucks opening up. I mean, I think we have something like 50 or so food trucks in St. John's County now.
Yeah.
So I think it's awesome.
I think me, too. It's so fun.
I also love the park. Just because it was so hard for us to get started, even with Big Island Bowls. I love what the park has been able to do to help new businesses be able to launch. You know, like Casino Colorado is like an incredible success story. So I just love being able to have new entrepreneurs come and, you know, being able to facilitate and grow their business.
With a network and a community that knows what they're doing, you know? Yeah. Like, if I need an egg, guess what? I'm going to knock on the, you know what I mean? Right. Try to figure it out, you know?
And you guys know those struggles of starting a food truck from scratch. So it's good that they also have you guys to lean on a little bit through that process, too.
Yeah, for sure.
So you got a meeting coming up on the 16th, correct? Yes. That is your next and hopefully final review for this whole process. How are you feeling going into it?
I mean, I feel really confident. We followed the order to the T. We've always met the code requirements. There have been no issues, no incidents. I was really moved, not just by the community, but Whitehurst actually led the vote and really went to bat for us, realizing that as a small business, we have been bullied, basically. So I was incredibly grateful and moved that he spoke up. And then as a result, we won 4-1, you know, being able to not be dismissed, you know, again, which really meant the world to us.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I feel really good about Tuesday. I'm super grateful to be done.
Yeah.
Now, do people, should people still show up and support you guys at this? I mean, do you still need some community support here?
That would be wonderful. We have, you know, speakers in the neighborhood coming out, but obviously, like, the more faces, you know, the better.
Do you need testimonial? Like, do you, what do you need from the?
Yeah, everything helps. Emails to the county commissioner saying you're in support, phone calls, you know.
Yeah.
At this point, the fight's not over yet. You know, we're still pushing. So anything helps.
Awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, name it and claim it. This is going to be awesome. And it's going to be, you guys have, you put in the great work and we keep saying like, it's a battle, it's a fight, but it isn't. It's like an emancipation. It's almost like an evolution to what your dream is. So that's going to be really super exciting when that happens.
Oh, I like that.
Appreciate
yeah. yeah. Well, what else should people know about the Village Garden and where can people find you? Where's the best place, like online, if they haven't seen you in person, how they find more out about you?
Yeah, so we have a website, villagegardenftp.com. We're big on Facebook, big on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we try and get out and do as much community stuff as we can, too. We're part of the Music by the Sea series.
Oh, nice.
We're partnering with the Lighthouse 5K that's coming up.
Cool.
So,
very fun.
It's all about community.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, man, I love it. Well, thank you guys for coming in. Thank you for being really shining examples of how people should be doing business here in St. John's County. We appreciate you guys so much, and we're pulling for you here for this next Tuesday.
Yeah,
well, we appreciate you guys. Thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Wow, man, what a story.
But inspiring.
It is.
Like, I learned how to, like, do it right, do it properly, and go, you know, and that's exactly what they did. They lived up to that whole motto. It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. I'm pulling for them for sure.
Yeah.
And I love their spot, too.
It's a perfect spot.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. And the food is great out there. You got to get out there sometime soon if you haven't been.
Yes, you do.
All right, man. Hey, somebody who shares the island with these guys.
Huh.
And shares this show with us. And boy, we're thankful that they do. The Bailey Group. The Bailey Group out there, as president of the Bailey Group, Mark Bailey has built upon the foundation of a trusted local insurance agency and developed his company into a nationally competitive firm. The Bailey Group provides insurance benefits and financial strategies to companies and employees across the U.S. while maintaining that local personalized service model that sets them apart from the rest. The Bailey Group provides progressive solutions using cutting-edge technology, strong carrier relationships, and out-of-the-box thinking. Give them a call today at 904-461-1800.
And when the United Way of St. John's opened in 1957, it was known as the Community Chest. That was the first year they raised $48,000. United Way of St. John's has changed a lot, but their focus hasn't. Today's with an impact of $3 million annually, they continue to fight for the areas of health, education, and financial stability for every person in our community. Every year, the United Way of St. John's is amazed by the generous hearts and continued support of those in our community. It's amazing what happens when we live united.
That is the truth. All right, man, what events should we be looking forward to here coming up, Davey?
Okay, so save the date. Junior Service League is making an announcement. Come join us, new member meet and greet at Celestino's Wine Room.
Ooh.
That's going to be Thursday, September 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. Just a cool come out, meet some amazing women interested in seeing how you can make a difference in our hometown. Come learn about the amazing Junior Service League of St. Augustine. Bring your friends and your family. Casual night. Come as you go as you please. But yeah. Those are a great rally cry for getting some new members out there.
Yeah.
Nice.
We love JSL.
Also, save the date, August 27th, Francis Field, the Great Community Give Back event is coming up. Join Jacksonville Business Connections, the Great Community Give Back, will spotlight local nonprofits and organizations from North Florida to encourage a day of community engagement and enlightenment on all the wonderful local organizations and nonprofits that spark this community event. This is a free family fun day. Vote for people's choice on the trophy. Local creatives and retailers will be there. Food, music, belly dancers. Okay.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah.
Of course, than a bounce house.
Oh, that's the next one. Yeah.
Of course it is.
Definitely
you
have to have it.
Spoke too soon, Pete.
And face painting. Axe throwing and the whole nine yards. That's going to be a good one. And I know a lot of people are going to have fun at that one. So that's good. A nice free event for families to do. That's why it's a good one.
Yeah.
And our last one today is the Emma Concert Association is bringing the Queens Cartoonists, Cartoons and Music. Six members from Queens, New York bring the music and classic, from classic cartoons and contemporary animation. So essentially the cartoons are going to be on the big screen at Lewis Auditorium and it's like the orchestra is going to be playing along to it. That's going to be so fun.
That is.
Yeah. Multi-instrumental mayhem and comedy.
And that is Saturday, September 10th from 7:30 to 9:30. Go to Emma Concert Association on Facebook for more info.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sounds like how they used to overdub cartoons. They
right.
They'd play them and let the whole orchestra do it for the, you know, the Looney Tunes and all that stuff. Yeah, man. Cool. Good stuff. Good stuff coming up. Well, thank you for compiling those and bringing them out to our audience.
Yes, sir.
Much appreciated. Thank you again to Brendan and Kelly for coming in. And boy, we are pulling for them this Tuesday. And again, if you got time to go out and support them, definitely do that. They're a couple who is doing this right, the right way. And they're just trying to create a good vibe for people in the area, man. Very, very love what they're doing. Very cool. All right. Hey, you guys have a great rest of your day. We will talk to you tomorrow morning.
Bye, everybody.